Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind.
The World Show with Nikki B.
I'm Nikki B. Thank you for being with me. And right now, I am so honored to be joined by Tu Nokwe. Finally, welcome, a big, big welcome, Tu Nokwe, to the World Show. Yes.
My dear Nikki B. Thank you.
You know, Tu, this is way overdue. I actually must apologize because you should have been on the show years ago. And I feel like I've got all these things I want to ask you. And we'll have to make this the first chapter of our conversations.
Yes, it's always the beginning, okay?
Yes.
I've known about you for so many years, and it's only now that we actually connect.
And
perfect timing.
And likewise, you know, too, over the years, you don't understand how many young artists that I've had or spoken to or had on the show that have acknowledged you and the impact that you have made on their lives and their careers and their work and their creativity.
Mm.
And I think...
Wow, that's giving me goosebumps. I'm just listening, and it's actually make me feel very calm. You know, I had a very hectic day, but it's sort of like you're talking that, but I'm feeling like God is saying, you've been doing your job.
Yes.
I sent you to do this. You've been doing it.
Really, too. You deserve an award just for the way that you have changed artists' lives, you know.
Wow.
And I know that you, teaching is so much part of your process as well. And I fully relate to that because I always say one is born a teacher, you know.
Yeah.
And you have that quality, yes.
Definitely. And, you know, that teaching can actually come through the music we make, the dances we make. It's in everything that you do. Obviously, we need to pass on to other people. So there are people who are gifted the same way. There are people who are gifted differently. But there is something that you can always give to one another as teachers. We basically model what we know is right.
Yeah. Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
Still, it does take a certain, you know, I want to say skill, but I also want to say personality, because some of the greatest artists are not born teachers. So for me, it's a blessing because it's one of those things, and I'm sure you'll agree, that when you share information, knowledge, experience, sometimes I feel like I'm getting more from them than I was able to give.
Yeah, you know, when I was studying at Manhattan School of Music, there's one teacher that used to say that all the time, that the way that you're going to know this is by teaching other people.
Yes.
And it happens a lot, even with voice. Now that I don't have a lot of voice students,
yes,
I can feel the difference. You know, the more I was teaching before, I was teaching for free or I'm charging, I could feel that I am growing every day.
It was keeping you on your toes.
It does.
Yes.
It makes you also see other corners of whatever you're working with, you know, because we don't always see all the sides of a thing.
Absolutely.
But when you're teaching or when you're guiding another person, you start to see because they can also teach you. That's why souls are meant to work with one another.
Absolutely.
which is what I think happened a lot during COVID, because everybody was kind of like spending time by themselves, depressed or, you know, whatever, spending too much time at home. Or, you know, so we got the time to reflect and to deepen more and to listen more to God, because we got so confused. What's going on now, you know?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And as you say, it was on one hand being, you know, staying inside, spending time alone. But it was also because it's almost like the world came to a standstill. We live in such a rushed daily environment.
One morning, actually, Nikki, I know that other people are not going to like this, but one morning in my prayers, I woke up and said, thank you, God, for this COVID. I know that we've lost so many of our friends and family members and, you know, the loss of jobs, lost, but we moved back towards home, you know, towards ourselves, because we are born to live in these temples fully, 100%, but we never do because we're always in a hurry.
Exactly.
We don't even know ourselves, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We're rushing. We desperate. Desperation is a killer. You know.
Yes.
We walk over people. We take from other people without their permission because we want to survive. That word survive has been killing us.
Yes. You know? And it kind of brought home what is really important, I suppose, you know.
That, yes.
But now.
That was a big message.
Yes, absolutely. And it still is, you know.
Yes.
But now back to you, and just briefly, because this could be like a whole session just talking about where you come from, you know. But you came from a musical background. You were born into performance, if I can put it that way.
Oh, yes. My mom's play, I wrote a play about my mom's life, and it opens with one of her scenes. It says, I was born in a home full of music.
Yes.
That was it. I came out of it, and I just remember the beautiful pictures of buses of Gibson Kente, Ababab Mabunu Sabela, Ababu Dabam Songo, Mam Mary, Magasomizi. They used to live there, literally, you know, go home to sleep.
Yes.
And sometimes Gibson Kente, when he comes to do his shows, he won't even book a hotel because, you know, they're going to count cents. They're making money because black people love theater, you know?
Yes.
So they were going to different halls, different townships, but they come back to home, to the Noko family.
Yes.
And because Durban was warm, they used to choose summertime, and they would sleep outside in the yard. And there used to be lots of peanuts that people would sit in groups, read their scripts, you know? It was that home, actually, even now, you know, we're trying to apply that. We turn it into a heritage home, which will be a theater for children. Because it's only three siblings that are left now, you
yes.
know, that are heading all the grandchildren and the nieces and nephews. It's just our brother and me and my sister. And we're all almost the same age. I'm 60. Maybe my sister is 61 or 62. My brother maybe 63 or 64, you know.
Yes.
So we were like that. It's just us, you know.
But, you know, too, you touched on that, and I can't help commenting because when I look at you, when I look at videos of you performing, your pictures, it's hard to imagine that you are 60. Did you say 60? And you know, I've always had this theory that work with young people and work with music and you'll stay young. So you are living proof. You are living proof of that.
Because they remind me, you know, I stay with talented children here, our grandchildren. They are like, they've gone viral in Japan, and every time I spend time with them in the kitchen, we are laughing.
Yes.
They remind me of my child self. You know?
Yes, yes.
So me and children, when I was running Amajiga at home with, you know, Tandegile just sent me beautiful pictures. Tandegile was Mbongeni Gema CEO. He was one of my children that time. They were still 11, 9, 8 with Leleti and everybody. And every time there, we used to just talk, sleep together, pray together around the house. You know, today, just today, she sent me pictures. I haven't spoken to her in a long time. She sent me pictures of us together in New York. I met them whilst I was studying.
Yes.
I was like, oh, Tandegile, I don't know, this feeling you've just given me. You've made my day. It's, you know, when I saw the pictures, I'm like, I didn't even know there were pictures like this.
Yes.
Where did I see you? Where was this? She says, New York, Mom, too. I think we were walking with you. We're taking a train to Brooklyn where you were staying and stuff like that. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm feeling so happy because she took me back
yes.
to my child self, to my connection. So now that I'm not doing that every day, like being with kids from different families, you know,
yes.
it's like so difficult these days. We ended up with 28 branches, Nikki,
sure.
at the school.
Sure.
Because it was not born out of a business idea. It was born, I was driven by, we call them Itunyoze Holy. Itunyoze Holy, it's like most of the people who sing gospel, they know what I mean.
Yes.
Those are the guides that
yes.
that are sent, you know, but they're holy. They are, you know, they're sent to guide people and support people who are doing great work for the world. You
yes.
know? Then we have ancestors or guiders. Then we have, you know, Amatonga, whatever words we use for different kinds of people in the spirit world. But, you know, those guides, they help me so much. I used to have ideas that are not in this world. We did things that I would tell them in the morning. They used to attend in the morning and attend in the afternoon, before school and after school.
Yes.
Can you imagine an art center that runs like that from a person's house? You know?
I know, it's remarkable. But actually,
it is remarkable.
But actually, too, if I look at your achievements, if I can use that word, because, you know, yeah, if I look at your achievements, you have done so much in your lifetime, yeah. You know? And for me, you're one of those people who just, if I can use the word quietly, got on with it. You didn't make a big noise. Oh, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. You just were busy doing it. And that, you know, with humility, with grace, and that you deserve an award for.
Wow. And you know, that's the guidance from the heavens.
Yes.
You know? Oh, I just got a big rush when I said that. But I'm saying it because I had to revive myself and go back to that place where I realize, I recognize, I remember that I'm not doing this myself. It's just me. I was willing. I was a willing channel. I still am. But there are times when they say, ingilosi ziyateta, they actually take a step back. They don't want to kind of like take over, you know. So when I'm living a certain way, like I was more into money and business when I started doing it now for business, you know.
Yes.
Slowly I'm not saying it's wrong to do it for business, but I was supposed to keep the balance, you know.
Yes
I'm supposed, even now.
Yes, and I relate to that as an artist. Yeah. As an artist, there is that point when one would start, it almost takes it away from you. The money will come when you're not focusing on the money, if you know what I'm saying. Yes.
The minute I focused on it, actually, when I was growing up now in my late 20s, and I'm starting to see, oh, some other people are cheating me. Oh, this was taken from me. Oh, then I said, oh, maybe I'm too soft. I'm too open. I'm too giving. Oh, I tell people everything, you know? And then I start to close, but I was already protected. I'm like, what am I doing?
Yes.
Now that I'm realizing in my 60s, you know, I'm sitting back and I'm not afraid of anything, you know?
Yes.
Even the things that are intimidating me by the challenges of life, you know, lack sometimes or fear that, oh my gosh, this month nothing came in. What are you going to eat? I don't even panic like that, you know?
Yes.
Because I'm now starting to remember that I was actually always okay. During apartheid, you know, my parents were working for, you know, whoever at that time, but it was never enough, and we were oppressed, but I was such a success. At an age, even when I was still a teenager, I ended up buying 3 caravans cash.
Yes.
I bought, you know, a ranchero, I bought a mini. I was doing things sort of like, you know, like, wow, you know, this is they used to call me a township Jew, you know, because I kind of like understood money, you know.
Yes, yes.
I didn't have stories about around money.
But don't you think that's got to do also a lot with, you know, what people refer to as poverty consciousness? You know, it's almost an understanding that you are protected. It's the fear that chases things away.
It does. It does. Because the only law that is good for us is the law of love. But the law of fear has never been good for us.
Yes.
At any time. Even the worst enemy or someone that you fear or you don't trust, once you start to really fear and think that that's above you, that's exactly what's going to happen.
Absolutely.
Because now you're fearful. So we always have to work ourselves to a place of understanding that actually that person is also a God like me, you know?
Yes, that's so beautiful.
That whatever they're experiencing right now is part of their journey, because there's something they need to learn. And it might even take them years to learn that.
Yes.
Maybe not even this lifetime. They might even die having learned it.
Yes.
But that's not my business. It's their journey. The hands that created that person is loving.
Yes.
You know, it's like a mother loves all her children.
Yes.
Even the ones who are troublesome.
Absolutely, absolutely.
You know?
And as you say, some people find it easier than others. It's easier said than done. And some people it comes more naturally, and others
it comes naturally.
Yes. But
even when you learn at school, we have different styles of learning. We don't learn the same way.
And
one person can grab the concept and just understand it and start using it. Another person, it can take them forever. Even with values, you know, we can discuss certain values and some of us start to apply them. But one person keeps going off, you know, because they still don't get it. There's a way that they learn. Maybe they need an accident or to be in a predicament where, you know, they hit the wall and then, oh my gosh, I should be doing it like this. Then they change. So we learn in different ways, you know?
Absolutely. And even perception, there's different ways of learning. Some people learn through doing. Yes. Some people learn through studying. Some people learn through deconstructing, you know? So there are different...
Some through listening.
Some through listening. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The picture is complete for them. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But now, too, let's play...
Nice.
Yeah, no, I love it. Let's play one of your songs. I want to start off with a very powerful song, and it was the title track of your album. I think it came out in 2015, if I'm not mistaken, in Yakanyaka.
You know, that song came out when my daughter was born.
Yes.
And she's 24 now. So that was... before my beloved went to England. Did I forget my daughter's age? But anyway, subtract now. This is... Yeah. I'm 60. But this is 2020. That's around the time my daughter was... Actually, when it was released officially on radios and everything, she was born exactly at the time. 20 plus 3, and I got a message from my record company that it's out at the same time.
Oh, amazing.
And it became a hit.
So you gave birth to two beings at the same time.
Yes.
But tell us about the song.
Wow.
Because for me, it's an invocation. I want you to tell us a little bit about the lyrics.
Oh, my gosh. My dad tried to translate for me. When you get the sleeve, take time and read, but you will translate it in your own way. The expression that we're using here is that, but then we go, meaning that this world is going to be ruled by amachegeche. Amachegeche are those, they're like ants, they're like termites.
Yes.
And usually in the graveyard, there's lots of them. So the way that expression was constructed is that if you don't use all the gifts that you came to use to make this world better, if you don't use them, you are rich, right? But you haven't used the seeds that you brought in. When you die, that body and all those seeds that you're carrying are going to be eaten by the termites.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
But then, in a big way, in the economic ideas of the world, that's what happens. Somebody else is going to own you.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's going to own you if you don't work with your gifts. So we have to be 100% ourselves, and we have to live all our gifts in this life. So and then there's another part also. There's a big quality of the African way of doing things. I know other cultures also do it, to give, you know, to give without feeling, oh, it's going to run out.
Yes.
So we used to be told that when you dish up, don't finish everything in the pot. Like my grandfather, we didn't never met him, but my mom told us all the time. My dad used to say, actually used to give them a hiding. When the food is finished, he used to say, take my food and put it there. I'm not going to eat my food. Because what happens if a stranger passes by?
Yes.
And the stranger is hungry. What's going to happen? What's wrong with this house, you know? So the expression says, which means the stomach of a stranger is so small. It's the size of a bird. So how can you not give food to a stranger?
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Because it's so easy to feed the stranger.
Well, you know, as you're talking about it, all of what you've said is just... so pertinent today. I mean, it's loaded with meaning. There's, you know, it's what can I say? There's it's not just one message that you're spreading with the song. There are layers of meaning, and I think the message itself is just so important to be remembered today as we live in these times.
Yeah, songs actually are teaching us a lot. You know, all the songs that I've done in my life, I want to make videos of each one of us. You know? I have to quote that what it's going to cost, because then I have to start telling these stories. You know, one of my gifts is telling stories. Like you see me on SABC 1 with Mam Sakile Story House. I enjoy telling stories. I've always told stories. Anything becomes a big deal for me. Like you can hear now, I'm so animated.
Yes.
It's like I'm on stage, you know.
No,
I could have been a politician if I wanted.
Excuse me, but thank goodness you're not.
Never know. You don't know what I'm thinking.
Well, I'd love a minister of culture like you. Chinokwe, let's play this track and we'll chat some more on the other side of Inyakanyaka. I'm Nikki B, speaking to this absolutely powerhouse of a woman, Chinokwe, on the World Show.
The World Show with Nikki B.
FM 95.9. I feel like clapping. I've got to clap. Chinokwe Inyakanyaka. Title track of that album. What a powerful song. What an absolutely powerful song.
Thank you so much. And the direct translation is mishmash. It's like we are in a mess. That's basically what it's saying, you know?
Yes. But again, that's what I'm saying. You might have written and released it so many years ago, but this is so relevant. And, you know, strangely enough, as it was playing, I have got to acknowledge, you know, the thought that came to me, and you were speaking about those who taught us, those who we walk with. The first person who ever introduced me to your work was the very same person who got me this on Kaya 23 years ago, the late great Peter Makarube, yes.
And
And I just had a flash while that song was playing of Peter.
And that person should have been the one actually to finish my documentary. I'm not coming to an end with it because my stories are just so many.
Yes.
But he had a way. They made Mama Winnie Mandela's documentary with her partner.
That's
who was
right.
In England.
Yes.
And they took many years.
Many, many years. In fact, I think
when you look
he
at the
passed
work,
in the process of, as it was coming to the tail end, was when he left us. Yes.
His job was done, you know?
Yes.
So we come here to do work and we must just do the work. You know?
Yes.
I'm just happy that they were together. And then after he was gone, they were almost done at the time that they came. They even wanted music from us. We sang, but, you know, the partners didn't put that music in. But they came to the house and they filmed that because the approach was to say that family, you know, putting the cultural family and the political family side by side and say, you also, as the Nokwes, you were fighting, you know, injustice through the music, you know, and
through culture, But now
through culture, basically,
You know, you're an actor, you're a musician, you're an instrumentalist, you're a vocalist, you're a teacher, and all these many things which I've even left out. Some of these, you're a businesswoman, entrepreneur. Have you ever felt that your work is split, or have you ever been criticized even for the fact that you've taken on so many different roles?
So many things.
Yes.
I actually criticized myself that I've taken so many roles, but also I learned a lesson that we are everything.
Yes.
We can do anything that we want to do, actually, literally, because I was, In Zulu, we call it Ibimbi. I was Ibimbi. Ibimbi is someone who cannot sing. But the day that I decided I also wanted to sing properly, I actually put it in my prayers. And the problem I had as a singer, my problem was that I didn't have an ear for a song, you know.
Do you think
those prayers were answered? But the way God answered me was bringing the people who were going to guide me, my late beloved Begim Salegu. He showed me one scale, major scale, and said, work with this. You don't listen. That's your problem. My mom put me right there and taught me to sing.
Yes.
Gave me vocal lessons. You know, she was properly taught. She had a natural gift, but she was properly taught in an operatic way.
Yes.
And so I had two teachers, my beloved and my mom. And then Eve Boswell, I won a jazz competition after that.
Yes.
It was God proving that you actually mastered it. And you know who was competing with me?
Yes.
The greatest singer in this world that we're shining throughout the world, Vicky Mhlongo, Musi Mhlongo.
Wow.
She also entered that competition.
Wow.
It was 700 contestants that entered. But I was a 17-year-old, but I won jazz, best jazz singer, basically.
Wow. And you know,
and the prize, the prize was to learn how to teach voice. That was my prize.
Oh, wow. You know?
But I do all these things. I think God was just giving me a chance as I was growing up to say, you can be anything. But there's one thing that now I know I need to focus on. Those other things are just supporting the thing that I came to do. I've been told that one of my greatest gifts is children.
Yes.
But it is children because I have a gift of praying and healing people, but I've never used it. I will do it like not in public, you know.
Yes.
I was helped to just shut it off because it was going to be a full-time job. When it started happening when I was a kid, then the people who have the gifts, you know, Izangoma and the Mazayoni, they helped me to say, no, this child has something else that's also calling her to travel the world.
Yes.
Because the gifts come from the father's side and the mother's side. So you don't really come out, you're not blessed with just one gift, but there's a main one that is very much spiritual, that is should be at the center. You must kind of recognize it because we are spirit. What is important is to live as spirit beings. So to live and do your gift that you are called, and then have other things supporting you, that actually pushes the word, the work forward and easily. That's why the virtual space is such a blessing for us, that we're starting to focus more on it. Because when we do our gifts, and I notice that most of the Sangomas are mostly online these days.
Yes.
So it is happening now that even the things that were wronged, people lying to us and telling us that, oh, this is evil, this and that, and yet they're shutting off our powers, our true powers. Now it's coming out because there's nothing to hide.
Yes.
And some people who are in churches who are supposed to be doing the right thing, they do evil inside of the church.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So it just shows that what kind of beings we are. We are spirit beings. Every other thing that we do with business or religion or whatever, it is just a way, like a symbol to go through, but to take us back to our home, which is spirit. You see,
absolutely.
So this is just a play, really. All these things that I'm doing, it's just a play. I'm not going to take all these things with me. Like even a rich man doesn't go in the grave with their money, you know.
Yes.
You go, and then somehow spirit passes it on to other kids, and they carry on, you know, because it's the work of God that must happen.
And that's why it remains alive through the next generation, through the next generation.
Yes.
You know.
And those teachings are in our culture. But, you know, we started doing it as if we're hiding, or they say we are witches, or, you know.
Yes.
Even within us, sometimes people use things wrong. I'm not saying it's only the church that is doing things wrong. Even in the Sangoma world, you know.
Yes, there's an abuse of power.
In the Stunya world.
Yes, there's
abuse of power. Even with the community of the Rasta world.
Yes.
They're very kind and nice people and gentle, you know, no war. But they do get, you know, the stuff abused, you know?
Yes, there are individuals.
It does get abused, and it will hurt when it gets abused.
Yes,
you know?
Yes. As you're talking, I'm thinking of a million questions and forgetting the last one, and then the next one comes. But you make me, you know, on that point.
We still have to talk about our new project. We're enjoying this.
Yes. But on that point, you know, I think there's different healers have different masteries, if you know what I mean. Some people, it's water. Some people work with water and cleansing.
Yes.
Other people work with herbs. Other people.
Yes.
And with you, your gift was obviously in the arts and in children, in teaching children using the arts.
I'm gonna say to you, Thokoza Gogo, because I don't even know anymore what it means. But it's like when the Sangoma people greet each other,
yes,
they say Thokoza, or
yes,
you know, and hit their hands.
Thokoza
Gogo, and it's joy. It means joy. Thokoza Jabula Gogo, you know, because we must live by joy. My new musical is called Joy. But I'm saying that because you are actually doing the work for me. You're healing me because you are making me remember that actually I am still doing that work. The only time when I'm not singing, me, I was a problem. Once I got it, the singing thing, I was singing all the time. Because my late beloved said, go and listen to music and don't imitate when you listen. I used to sit for 6 hours just listening. And it was difficult at the beginning because I was listening to jazz. I really enjoy jazz.
Yes.
And Ella would sing, and then I went to imitate her. But he said, do not. So it became my, listening to music became my meditation for a long time, you know. And
I find that such a powerful message. That Becky said to you, you know, it's to learn how to sing, you have to learn how to listen. And it's like life, you know, it's a message of life, actually. To learn how to listen is how we learn how to express, if you like.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. And you
and
know,
I mean,
that
he was living proof of that.
He was living proof.
Yes.
And you know, ooh, Nikki, we wanna need a second chapter, really.
That's
you
what
know,
I said.
There's a lot.
I knew
there's a lot I need to discuss. And because we grow like this, as I'm talking with you, it's not only other people who are picking up our discussion that are growing. We also
absolutely
growing,
absolutely.
I'm learning so much from you. You're opening and I'm seeing, I'm like, oh wow, you know. But just before Becky died, well, we're going to talk about my love stories as well.
Yes.
So they're so interesting. But anyway, he called me when he was about to do his last gig. It was at the Royal Albert Hall. And he said, Munduza, he used to call me Munduza. It's sort of like, you know, a playful thing to call your lover. And he said, you know, I'm rehearsing now with this and that and that. I'm preparing for a Royal Albert Hall. It's the biggest show ever. But I have something that has been troubling me. I haven't told anyone. You remember my two fingers that were cut when I had an accident as a child?
Yes.
I've been playing nicely with them and doing great things with amazing chords. But you know,
wow.
I've been troubled by my arm now. I can't do the things that I used to do before. My arm is aching and I can't, as I'm rehearsing, I'm troubled. But something said to me, I must get up and call you now because I'm thinking of canceling this show. I can't do this. And I'm like, oh my gosh, Becky, you are older than me. And you also, I respect you because you know me. I'm not a musician. According to him, I was not a musician, you know? You know, some attitude of jazz.
Yes,
great.
Yes.
You think, you know, they are the ones, you know?
The jazz snobbery. Yes.
Exactly. And I used to tell him, no, keep it simple, you know?
Yes.
But he said that. And I was like, I said a little prayer and I said, listen here, my beloved, you know, I'm the happiest person that you've ever met. Remember, we went to India and you wanted to play with me. He wanted to travel with me because he loves India for his beliefs and his practices, you know.
Yes.
So he said, you're going to India. I'm going with you.
Yes.
And then he decided in the hotel that I'm going to play with you. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be seen. I'm going to have a picture playing with Begim Seleg with the great. I was like, how is this going to happen? You know?
Yes.
And we went and bought a flute. He wanted to play a flute. Let's say. He was doing scales. And when I'm on stage, he doesn't come on stage. He's standing backstage. I didn't know he had a fear. Like, I was so free. I'm a liberated human being. I didn't know that was one of his limitations. He had fears. He's like, I'm a Shona.
Yes.
I don't know. Sometimes I think you understand Zulu.
No,
but he was, he was shy, you know?
Yes, yes.
And then I said, he said, yeah, we are cleaner. You know, you just, I'm like, actually, that's a gift that I have. I'm a joyous person and I'm free.
Yes.
But when I promise God that if I can be liberated with this voice, I'm going to make the whole world happy with this voice.
Yes.
And that's what I do because I'm the happy person, you know. Even on stage when I'm acting, I could be saying something that's sad, but people just feel good, you know?
Yes.
And I said, Becky, now today, this is your chance. You called me because your guides want me to give you a message.
Yes.
Said, I play from the heart.
Yes.
So from today, you're going to know how that feels like.
Yes.
Go back there. Don't try to play a complicated chord that are going to prove that you are Begim Selebu.
Yes.
Listen only to your heart. You know your songs already.
Yes, you know.
Stay with your heart.
You've got the technical sorted. Now,
you don't everything. You've got,
It
just
reminds me of,
with the heart.
It reminds me of Picasso. It was once said, Picasso said it took him his whole life to learn how to draw like a child again.
Oh, yes.
You know, and it's that kind of.
I believe that.
Yes. You know, you have to learn the technique. You have to learn the mastery of the skill.
Yes.
You have to learn the instrument.
Yes. And then free yourself.
And then you let it go. Yes, exactly.
Let it go. Yeah.
Exactly.
And you know what, my precious beloved, we never talked about it, what happened afterwards, because September 9, he passed. But at the funeral, I asked Nomvula, Because he said to me when he finished talking, he said, "Thank you, Munduza. Thank you so much. This is it. I'm not cancelling anymore." And he went and played. I think as souls, maybe as a soul group, or I don't know in the past life when we were, what relationship we had. But as souls, we came together and I was the one who was going to liberate him with this message. Even in the past lives, he didn't know how to do this. He needed to learn to play from the heart and not prove anything for anybody, you know?
Absolutely.
And that was it. He didn't cancel. And then we're sitting and I'm asking, "Nomvula, did you attend the show that Peggy was to do at the Royal Albert Hall?" She said, "Yes." "Why?" And I'm like, "You know, I told her the story. This is what happened. He called me and blah, blah, blah." And she says, "Oh my gosh." I'm like, "Tell me, just tell me, how was that show?" She said, "I've never experienced Peggy like that."
Wow.
Said, I was in the audience. Everyone was surprised.
Yes.
He said, "It was the best show of Peggy that I've ever seen."
Wow. Amazing.
So he was free.
Yes, he was free. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. You know, well, you've kept, anyway, let me tell you, Tabo wrote in and he just said, "Wow," with a thank you, a smiley face, and you know, and just wow. And I think I can say the same. But now let's play a song. As I was preparing for the show, I thought, I really want to play this one because it also threw me back to a place and a time. And I think the message again is so relevant today. This one is Ubuntu, featuring, of course, the late great Jabu Kanyile. Tell us about this track and working with Jabu.
Oh my gosh, you did say I got so many stories. I don't know how to write my life. You know, these are 6 decades now. And if I don't get the funding to do it right, at least business people must invest, you know?
Yes.
Because these stories, they come with lessons of a lifetime.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
The day that Jabu said, "Why don't we do something together?" You know, we were at a festival and we're just standing there and fooling around, you know. He used to call me Aumgami, you know. Everyone was their wife because he had a polygamy wife, mind, you know.
Yes.
And I'm like, Suga, you never get me. Any polygamist will never get me.
Yes.
So we're chatting and laughing. And then he said, "Let's do something together." And the topic we had been discussing before was Ubuntu. Like, you know, we've lost Ubuntu.
Yes.
We don't know how to be. And now other people are coming to teach us about Ubuntu. But it's something that we lived by because we grew up in our homes and we grabbed it. When we were taught, we would follow. But now we take only lessons from television, you know, and only from school. But the lessons from home that we grew up with, everyone is ignoring. Somebody else is teaching us from when we were kids, you know?
Yes, yes.
And we said, we're going to write about Ubuntu. You know, it was so easy when we got in the studio. The song was written there, and it actually happened. It was writing itself.
Yes. The song actually,
amazing.
The song called you two to work together. I think.
You know,
yes.
Something amazing happened when we were talking about this. A bee surrounded us, you know, and it was surrounded. And I was like, "Oh," I started to run. He says, "No, don't run away." He grabbed me and we stood, you know, still. And he said, "This is when there is a response from the heavens."
Yes.
So maybe one of your people or my people are just confirming that they want this thing to happen. It's the right thing to do.
Absolutely. And this is timeless music. Let's hear the song. And before I play it, I've just got to say thank you to Tsepiso, who wrote in on Facebook. He said, "Wow, closing Women's Month in style." You couldn't have said it better, Tsepiso, with Tunokwe as my guest. Wow, this is the first chapter. I know we need a lot more. Yes.
It is the first chapter, yes.
Let's hear Ubuntu 2's collaboration with the late, great Jabu Kanyile.
The World Show with Nikki B.
Wow, Kaya FM 95.9.
FM.
How soulful is that, Ubuntu? Featuring Jabu Kanyile, of course, the artist is Tunokwe. It's off her album, In Yakanyaka. And, you know, these messages are just as relevant once again. And before I continue, I must just say thanks to Bernard, who wrote and he said, I am loving this interview with the legendary Tu Nokwe, a multi-talented artist. He says, remember Shaka Zulu, lovely and yes, remarkable. And he comes back again and he just says, I am blessed by this interview. Truly, truly blessed.
My gosh.
Thank you, Bernard. I feel blessed.
You.
I feel completely blessed as well. And Tabo again on Facebook said, thank you for such a great soul feeding session. Says the laughter, says the laughter in between is a healing blessing to our spirits and we give thanks. Says, now the pressure's on too because he says, looking forward to hearing the second chapter. Sis 2 is love, sunshine, power and all of that.
Oh my gosh. You know, it's a pity. I'm seeing messages and I've seen Tabo's messages, but my phones have been acting up these days.
Yes.
Even the main phone that I'm using now, you know, I think it's a spiritual thing because
yes.
some days they work properly.
Yes.
I can't, it's sort of like, cause I'm doing certain prayers this next past 2 weeks and this last week. So I think maybe sometimes social, you know, platform takes too much of our attention. So it's, these phones are breaking by, you know?
Yes.
I can't even type. I'm looking at, I was seeing Tabo's message here. I'm like, oh my gosh, I want to type. I forgot that my phone doesn't want me to type.
Yes.
But thank you so much. I love you all. I love you.
And I just got another message, which I have to mention, saying, where are you located? Los Angeles, California. No, we're in Joburg.
Joburg.
Yes.
I used to lose jobs like that. I used to shout at promoters. You, Roddy Queen, you know, Peter Thaddy, you don't book me. They say, oh, it's an excuse. You're overseas. We thought you were overseas. I'm like, you see, now I have to stop because I travel overseas.
Yes. And she says, this is from Anne. She says, shout out to Nikki B and her beautiful guest, Tu Nokwe. Siyabonga Kakhulu, for spitting your wisdom Africanism's fire. I love, live it, preach, sis. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Also, thanks to Wellington for also believing it's a blessing, and it is a blessing to know that you are there and listening, Wellington. But now, too, I've got to divert for a moment, and I did want to go into Shaka Zulu and all these things, but as you say, and as Tabo said, I think we might have to do second chapter. And the next chapter, I want you here in the studio with your guitar, at least.
That's going to be so lovely. You see, now it's you are actually motivating me to start rehearsing again. I've been talking to my guitar. It sits until it does, unless there's a show. You know, I do online with my networks overseas.
Yes.
And then I'll be like, oh, and then I say, forgive me, beautiful guitar.
Yes.
And then I say, forgive me, beautiful voice.
Yes.
I didn't have time or I wasn't motivated.
Yes.
And then I practice, you know, just to be on the platform. But I'm going to start now.
Oh, good, good, good. Getting ready for the next chapter.
I'm ready for the next chapter. Yes.
Now, before we run out of time, I actually have to play the next song. Now, just to give you a bit of context, Becky Ngoko sent me the song. And just sent me, you know, the song title, publishing details. And I recognized, because of the composers and the publishing detail, I recognized some of the artists through that. And then I said to him, now I want to actually feature the song, especially being Women's Month. And because it's a collective of some of South Africa's top women. And then I said to Becky, you know, Becky, do you have something you could send me on the project, on how the song came about, who's involved? He said, no, let Tu tell you. So Tu, it's up to you.
Wow.
I don't have a lot of information on it. I know that Becky was involved in the production of it, and he's the man. I give thanks to him for sharing it with me. So tell me about this project, Xolele Baba.
Yes. Oh, that's my child, Becky Ngoko. He's doing wonderful work with his label, you know? And the partnerships that the deals that he come into with artists and companies, and it's so empowering. I just pray that he can empower more young people to do the same, because this is time for us to collaborate. You know, for him to be able with Deborah, who obviously is
Deborah Fraser, yes.
Yeah, Deborah Fraser, who pulled us all together. She pulled us together. It's Deborah Fraser, Yvonne Chaka Chaka, Vicky Vilagazi, Nomqebo we Jerusalem, you know, the yes. famous Jerusalem.
Yes.
Yes, and the Iron Lady is there. All yes. the gospel greats are there.
Yes.
And Mhle Nhlangulayla. These kids
Yvonne,
can sing.
Yvonne
Chaka Chaka.
Yes.
Yvonne Chaka Chaka. Those are my baby sisters, you know, Deborah and Yvonne especially.
Yes.
Even though Deborah doesn't want to call me Mom Du, she's actually one of my students. She's my protege.
Wow.
Is that what you call it?
Yes.
Yeah, she was
yes.
a jiga as a young child, you know. She used to also monthly perform with other amajigas.
Yes.
The program amajiga that I was telling you about
yes.
that we want to operate virtually. That's the only solution now, actually. The main solution to bring that school up to the virtual space,
yes,
you know?
Yes.
That Deborah of it, you know? It's so much I want to tell you. I want to tell you how I met Peggy. I want to tell you about Deborah, but let me tell you about Deborah right now.
Yes.
You know, the Jabu sang something now that moved me and it made me think about Deborah. He says, Ungangilahli mngani wami uma ngihluphekile. Umuntu ngumuntu ngabantu. He says, please, my friend, don't turn your back on me when I am in lack or when I'm struggling, you know?
Yes.
It's, and he says it, he asks in a voice that is so, how can I put it in English? Where's my dictionary? Quickly, wait, help me.
Yes.
But it's a voice that is so, you know, sizzy. I don't know what is sizzy in English right now.
Yes, it's almost...
It's a sorrowful voice.
It's pleading.
It's full of sorrow.
Yes.
It's pleading, you know?
Yes.
And then he says, umuntu ngumuntu ngabantu. So he's reminding the friend that, you know, I am because of you.
Yes.
So please, when I'm in a dark corner or I'm struggling, don't forget me, you know?
Yes.
And I want to say this because during COVID, a lot of artists were hit badly,
yes.
including us. Like as a family, like,
artists are suffering.
We were together.
Yes.
You know, we were together as family. I'm staying with my sister because she hasn't been well for a long time, and I also, you know, rented out my house for many reasons. You know, because
yes.
I'm an artist.
Yes.
So we were all here, and other kids that are staying and outside that we're staying with that are not family, that are like, you know, spiritual family.
Yes.
And it was more than 10 people here, and me and Marilyn now, we are the elders in this house. We realized that, my gosh, the cabinets are getting empty. What are we going to do? You know? And then
yes.
when we realized that, during that time, we had to think and strategize and pray, like, what are we planning? Because even our garden area is not much, you know? So
yes.
there's nothing there. What happens if nothing? So there was time for food parcels, right? And we'd say, see, now we're not shy. We're going to register.
Yes.
Not even one came through. There
wow.
were, you know, we tell, give it so many lists. Oh my gosh, I don't know what was going on up to this point, you know?
Yes.
During that time, people were hungry. People were, some people wanting to hurt themselves, you know? We're comforting
yes.
each other. Then there are these lists that are going through that fill up this list. And some, there's this minister that has asked for a list. There's this, you know, all the people in top positions in government, you know, some. Nothing is coming though.
Yes.
Up to this point, we didn't get anything.
Sure.
But something through Deborah, before she even offered that.
Yes.
She lives in a farm, right?
Yes.
She, out of the blue, she just called. Oh, we used to pick up vegetables because we are vegans
yes.
in our home.
Yes.
Including the kids. She used to call us too because food dies when it's not eating. When
yes.
the time is past, it goes. So she used to call and say, the food is gonna rot, you know?
Yes.
Like as neighbors used to live in the townships,
yes.
you know?
Yes.
But during this time she picked up the phone right at the time that trouble was starting.
Wow.
To call us to come and say, and it was full of her gardens were full of broccoli.
Yes.
It's something we love and need
yes,
so much.
Yes.
And she even
the
has
freshest.
This broccoli that, oh my gosh,
yes.
it, we even cook it as spinach sort of, like when you cook mfino, you know?
Yes, yes.
She ate that, I don't know for how long. That was keeping us, you know? It was
wow.
full in the fridge and obviously,
wow.
but then she didn't stop there. Mfundisi, that one of the Mfundisis of the churches she goes to, Bishop. Oh, I just lost his name now, but Bishop Ramamani. Next time I'll mention it properly. I just, you know, I'm 60, forgive me.
Yes.
But Bishop, some of the artists do go to his church sometimes. Bishop had told her that he would like to offer something to artists. And then she started collecting lists. That's the list that saved us.
Wow.
You should have seen at Nikki's, wow. the musicians that were full in that space.
Yes.
So much food, even now. Oh my gosh, Nikki.
Wow.
You know, because what that man did, it was so bad. Most of the food that we got as family, we can't eat because we don't take gluten. But the gesture.
Yes.
Was just out of this world.
The
gesture
and that sense of, we're talking Ubuntu, we're talking spiritual family.
We're talking. So, oh my God, when we started praying, we were crying.
Yes.
Because we saw that we could have died. And artists, I always say artists are doing the same job with government. We should actually, there's something we haven't said right. We should be working together closely, not to just make funds because there's funding. Yes. To really strategize together and not just use people's ideas. Just to get money somewhere. You know, that's what's been happening a lot. We're wasting time.
Yes.
Artists should be working hand in hand with governments, you know? And other countries are already doing it. Germans, there's a program of German that I'm dealing with now. They already have stipends for their artists. Because you can see what art does, you know?
Yes.
Culture and music and, you know? But anyway. Yes.
And, you know, it's amazing because what you're saying, because I've been blown away. The artists have kept... certainly myself going, especially in the hard lockdown period. And yet, and I know because these are my family, my, I know that people don't have food and yet they are still managing to feed us.
It was so scary.
With the work.
And when those that actually decided to kill themselves, you know, because we're not the same. We can't contain. Some of them have families that look up to them and they've always been feeding families. And now how do I go back home and explain?
Exactly.
That I can't provide, you know?
Exactly.
We should have quickly, the first time we saw it, everyone is clever. We know that people have corporate minds and business and government minds. You know what I mean?
Yes.
They know how to strategize.
Yes.
There should have been maybe a body of something that thinks ahead of how can we block this and that. And it just went, it went out of hand, you know?
Yes.
Because things started getting used in the wrong way. I don't even know where that food that we're writing lists for, where it went.
Yes.
What if we were weak? You know?
Yes. Yes. And one can only wonder. But now coming back to Omama Besizwe.
Yes.
Skolele Baba.
Skolele Mama. You know. Deborah Tykel, the song.
Yes.
Skolele Baba. You know?
Yes.
She feels, her concept is that she feels that as women now, we have to pugula. You know, they say when people are fighting on the streets, if a woman comes and stands above those people, like when they're lying on the floor fighting and a woman will lift the dress, women will lift the dresses and stand on top of these people. In other words, they're looking underneath.
Yes.
That fight must stop.
Absolutely.
That's how they used to stop fights. So mothers bugula.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Continue.
When mothers bugula, it's because it starts with the mother and it ends with the mother. We come from the water and the water is mama.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That's why water comes out of us before we give birth. Right?
Yes.
It just shows us these things are out there. Right?
Yes.
But there was a time, thousands and thousands of years, when the feminine spirit was suppressed.
Yes.
You can see it. You can see the results.
Absolutely.
You know? Everywhere, even in business, in your position, you have to be apologetic. Or when you are assertive, you are criticized that you're walking over men. Or when you are trying to put discipline in your home and maybe you want your men to also participate in the chores, you know, you're like, oh, you know, anyway, the woman gives you guidance. The woman knows how to nourish. It just comes naturally. We both have feminine and masculine qualities within us, but we have that 90% of that feminine spirit. That's the part of it for a whole human being.
Yes.
We are the big part, right?
Beautiful.
So now, who must then come together and correct the situation? It's women.
I'm saying beautiful because I'm responding in relation to the song and the understanding of the song. Exactly. Exactly.
It's women. So that's exactly what you're doing. You know, you will see how easy it was for us to pull each other together to just make it happen. It's a complicated way to work throughout COVID, you know?
Yes, yes.
But But things were happening, even inside of, with no budget. It was, you know, Deborah would go and cook, and when things run out, people will bring their own, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And we take turns, and some things are done on the phone, and it's, the message there is now saying, Sekwanele, it's like, Siyaxolisa, we are sorry. It's, you know, we, there's something else I know that has to happen in the whole world.
Yes.
A proper apology for that oppression of the feminine spirit. We have to do it. We have to find a way to do it.
Absolutely.
Consciously.
Absolutely.
And we symbolize, you know, we just keep apologizing. We make songs about that because that curse of that oppression is still hanging.
Very
much so.
That's
why between us, there's this friction, you know?
Yes.
There's this friction where a person feels like, oh, now you think you are my boss or whatever.
Yes.
And then the man loses. He doesn't gain what he was going to gain from you.
Yes.
Look at my late beloved. At the last few weeks, or the last few months before we passed, he got a lesson from me.
Yes. Yes.
One lesson, and it was his time to go. So he could have come back in the next life to learn the same lesson.
Yes.
But he was lucky, you know?
Yes.
He learned the lesson. So that's what is happening now. Here in the song, it was really prayerful. As we were in the studio, we were really feeling it. A prayer is a feeling.
Yes.
The answers come through a feeling. Everybody that was in there, we're like, even in our homes, even in our Facebook group, we're like saying, hey guys, this thing must stop now, you know? And
absolutely.
Even the way we interact with each other, it's a collaboration. It's mothers.
Yes.
Fixing.
Yes.
These problems of the world, because it's our duty to come out and stand and do it. We shouldn't, you know, when you see women being oppressed in their work, you know, places,
yes, yes.
You're like, what are these people doing? They're perpetuating this curse. And a woman will end up maybe resigning, you know.
Yes.
I'm just saying this is serious. If there's a boy child there listening and a girl child listening, girl child, take your place. If you don't know what your place
yes.
is, study what a woman is.
Yes.
And boy child, start listening. Even observe your sister.
Yes.
Because there's something there. Listen to your mother for guidance.
Yes.
You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, too. Let's hear the song. Otherwise, we're going to run out of time. But wow, you've put an amazing perspective on this. Thanks to all of you who made this beautiful song. All the beautiful women and Becky as well. Thank you for making
Becky
it possible.
Moko, thank you.
Yes.
We love your label.
Absolutely. Here is this wonderful collaboration, powerful prayer that came out during this period that Tunokwe has been speaking about on The World Show.
The World Show with Nikki B.
Wow, absolutely powerful. Sure. Oh, Mama Besizwe, Sitolele Baba. Thank you, Tunokwe. Thank you, all you beautiful women. And Becky, you made that song. That is so powerful. Absolutely
yes.
incredible. Sure.
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah.
You can feel
and,
it.
And,
you can feel
yes,
it.
And,
yes.
And we'll get the results of this prayer.
Yes.
Because every time I listen to it or I think about it, the words and the way that it was rendered, I just know.
Yes.
That will get the answers. And actually, I can see the answers now because it's clearing up that the world must work differently now. We must be real human beings.
Yes. We have to.
We have to
yes.
go back to our God self because
exactly.
it's time. You know, we're not going to win. We can't be, you know, we can't be lower than ourselves.
Absolutely. I just want to make mention, thank you, Alinda Gugler, who says, great interview. And also, here's one for you too. Raymond wrote in and he said, remembering Becky Masaleku and Tunokwe because of Nirvana Masaleku. I studied film with Nirvana at the Academy of Sound Engineering. Such a perfectionist like mom and dad. Keep up the good work. Yes, beautiful.
Oh, my gosh.
And you see,
that's
this
so
is what
lovely.
You were talking about, how the success is because it lives on through those that follow. you know.
Yes, yes. Because it actually does not belong to all of us. It belongs to Source. We are the little stars that came from Source. That's how I explain it to my children, you know?
Yes.
Kind of like, it just makes sense that if there's this fire, rock of fire, and then it decides to split itself, to experience itself. That's basically what we're doing. Through our ancestors who also came to deliver, you know, so that God can enjoy to live his life and experience himself or herself, you know?
Yes, absolutely. Wow.
So then it makes sense. It makes sense when it lives on, you know?
Absolutely. Wow, too. This has been something else, and I certainly feel like, you know, I really feel like this is like, I'm turning the page of this chapter as I'm letting you go, because the conversation is carrying on in my head even as I have to let you go. So we have to pick up on this again. But now, speak to me about more about what you are doing with the school as a way of moving forward. You're looking to digitize things, television.
Yes. I have to make one mention that Square Records, which is Beggy Ngoko's label, is actually mentoring in a way. You're working with Deborah, is mentoring Deborah so she can handle her label, which is Abanye Bayombona. She also has a record label, which I think that was just so divine, you know, for a young man. He approached me before. Also, I also have a label that I released my label through Sheer. It was African Child album. Yeah.
Yes.
So, but when you get, you know, those who have the know-how, you know, guys are quick with the techno stuff and whatnot. So they kind of like came together so he can also coach her. So
amazing.
In time, you know, so she can partner with different people to do different things. That's how we must grow as souls.
Yes.
Feed off each other, you know.
Yes.
Also, Beggy, there's something he gains. Now, here he has me as part of Deborah's package, you know, in this.
Yes.
And now he's through Deborah, and now he's connecting with you, and now you found me. Can you see?
Absolutely.
That's how souls know how to work.
And I truly believe that we've got to develop a culture where we all win. I win, you win, so I win because you win.
Yes.
You know, nobody should feel, you know, it shouldn't be imbalanced. It should be that we can actually win. Yes. We can all win through working together. Yes.
Yes. So that's why you see other international productions. They run forever, generations after generations. I don't even know what they mix when they made. I'm not going to mention because they didn't give you money for that advert. But that chicken that they sell that everybody likes, nobody knows except the family of what ingredients were in there, you know?
Yes.
So it carries on and it keeps the family alive, you know?
Yes.
Pass it on, because that was the gift of that family, through that family.
Yes.
So when we do that, when we feed off each other like that, whatever God has given to us, then it helps a larger group. Then God's world is going to be beautiful and well, because it's sick right now. You know?
Absolutely, absolutely. To Nokwe, thank you for your work. As a musician, a storyteller, a teacher, an entrepreneur, but thank you for your work in the healing and the inspiration that you give. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to end now, and I'm going to end with Mama Wam, Ke Sara Sara, off African Child. And for me, this is also personally appropriate because we started our conversation off air tonight, and you spoke about my mother and meeting my late mother. And it all comes back to the mother. Thank you.
That was actually our friend. Your mom was my sister and our friend, me and my sister's friend, your mother. And we heard about you through her and through other people, but I'm only meeting with you properly now. Can you believe that?
I can't believe it. I feel like I've known you for a long, long time.
Well, as souls, yes, we come from somewhere. But hey, I didn't mention finally that the virtual school is Amajiga. Everyone who's listening that is connected to Amajiga, just know that I'm trying to bring the Amajiga concept onto the virtual plane. There are people assisting me, but we still haven't found the final real approach. I don't just want to do it for the sake of being online.
Absolutely.
I want to capture that same technique I was using at home when I was opening the gates for the kids in the morning before school and in the afternoon after school. It was a parenting, indirect parenting way, working with their parents, but it was also empowering them to know about art and life. That art can't go alone. You must learn about life. That's why I wrote that book, Self-Management, Journey of My Soul. It teaches about balancing your life, working towards balance. So that school is going to go virtually. We're going to see how we direct it to make it happen. But that's what is going to happen with it.
Thank you so much, too. And please keep me in the loop so that I can keep spreading the message as and when you are ready with the school. Okay. It would be fantastic. Yes. And
lovely.
Definitely, I'm held to it. This is only chapter one. Tunokwe, we've got a long journey to go together. Thank you. Let's end with Mamawam. Kesara.
Thank you. Love you. Thank you.
Love you too. Thank you for spreading the love.
The World Show with Nikki B.
Every Sunday from 6 to 10 p.m. Kaya FM 95.9.
Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind.
Visit kayafm.co.za for more.